Ukraine's parliament has approved an interim government that is taking over a nation facing immediate economic collapse and heightened military tensions with neighbouring Russia. Regional correspondent Stefan Boss reports that billions of dollars are said to have disappeared while armed men have occupied government buildings on the mainly pro-Russian Crimea peninsula.
Former Economy Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk was installed as Ukraine's new Prime Minister Thursday, but there was little to celebrate. He said ousted President Viktor Yanukovych, who reportedly fled to Russia, has been robbing the country as some $37 billion of credit received have disappeared in an unknown direction. And he explained about $70 billion was paid out of Ukraine's financial system into offshore bank accounts over the past 3 years. Yatsenyuk claimed the state treasury was now empty and warned the economy was on the brink of collapse. Besides immediate economic difficulties, Ukraine's new leadership was also dealing Thursday with a perceived military threat from neighboring Russia. Acting President Oleksandr Tushinov warned Russia not to intervene. He said any military movement by the Russian military in Crimea outside the Russian Black Sea Fleet's base in Sevastopol would be regarded as an act of aggression. President Tushinov issued the warning in National Parliament after armed men seized the regional government and parliament buildings in Crimea, where some ethnic Russians want the area to join the Russian Federation. A Russian flag could be seen on top of the parliament building, where barricades were put in front of the entrance with slogans such as "Crimea is Russian." Nobody knows exactly what's happening inside, said this eyewitness outside the parliament building. We only saw that they occupied the building. Some 30 heavily armed men ran inside. When they took over the complex, they kicked out security personnel. Crimea was once part of Russia, where President Vladimir Putin ordered 150,000 troops to be ready for war games near Ukraine, while fighter jets were prepared for possible combat. Russia is furious about the ouster of President Yanukovych, who is reportedly staying in Moscow under government protection. Yanukovych said Thursday he is Ukraine's legitimate president and that people in the southeastern and southern regions would never accept what he called the lawlessness brought by leaders chosen by a mob. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.